Welcome to episode 31 of Capes and Commentaries. I'm your co-host Nathan Kennedy here with Tyler Baker, and we made it. Holiday vacation's here. We're free to relax. We're here to produce plenty of shows. I think hopefully we got a bunch of stuff lined up.
Well, yeah, I think we just need to pick a day, like maybe during the day, Wednesday or something like that, or hell. Well, whatever's what. I, honestly, you know what? My schedule is pretty open, even with the holidays and all that stuff too. So, I don't see why we have to limit ourselves to whatever. So,
Joe and I are going to do a commentary for the little short Treevenge later tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. Curious to see how that's going to go. Yeah, the quality on my end is still looking kind of shitty. I don't know why. That's really annoying. Anyway,
kind of looking a little like a motto there on your end.
Yeah, it just looks kind of blurry. It just
doesn't. Do I need to buy you a new tablet?
It doesn't look as sharp on here. I don't know. Anyway, we're doing. It's so long-winded. The Case of Cops, File Number 1, Part 2.
Yeah,
we're gonna finish that up today. Tyler, any thoughts on Part 2 going in?
Just another great setup to kick the series off, you know, because we meet the rest of the cops, like Sundown, Bowser and Blitz, Barricade, and Mirage. Yeah, the whole unit's kind of put together. This is the cast that you see throughout the rest of the show as well, too. And it's a shame we didn't get to see more villains, like kind of getting the like Big Boss lining up more villains, but you know, you eventually see them as the show progresses. But another good solid second half to the pilot. To kick the series off too. It stays in the same tone as the first episode. It doesn't change in quality or anything like that. It has kind of a epic proportion scenario there too, with a Dr. Bad Vibes device that steals buildings, so to speak. So another good episode. I mean, there's like with anything this does, but this certainly is not one of them. Not at all. I actually went back to rewatch I think it was called The Case of the Crime Games, where Hyena is in it. I'm thinking, this is just not holding up as well as I remembered it. Even though I love the character so much, I'm like, I still would like to maybe cover that at some point, but then I feel like it might be one of those episodes where Nathan's like, why did you pick this episode? Why do you like this episode? Yeah. So, but anyway, but I figure with vacation coming up too, we ought to try and tackle the live action Turtles film since we got time to do that.
Oh, yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah, so that we're not pressed for time or anything like that, and then throw in a couple of other episodes like Mask or Spider-Man 66 or anything else that we keep tossing around and delaying again and again. So
I mean, Emily's going to be working, so I'm going to be quite bored.
So, well, yeah. I say we turn on it. You know what? Whatever you want to do. Well, let's do the live-action Turtles film. We'll cover some Spider-Man 66. We can do that first episode of Mask. And then, since Joe keeps telling us, you know, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that either. You know, we may have to do like the Rocketeer or Roadhouse or Beyond Retro or something like that too. You know,
okay.
So we can finally sit down and talk about one of them.
I'm tossing ideas out to Joe. I'm like, well, Rocketeer, man. I was like, for sure. He's seen it once. It's the same thing with Roadhouse all over again. He's seen it one time and that's it. I'm like, one time's not enough for these films, man. You got to just come back.
I'm sure if you said, hey, do you ever say, don't ever let your meatloaf? Oh, yeah. I've seen it 1,000 times. And, you know, it's just like, don't be a menace to society. Oh, yeah. I own it on DVD, Blu-ray, and VHS.
Actually, well, we did kind of cross into that territory. He did.
Oh, I know you did.
It's like, don't be a menace. Shit, what's some of the other? Last Dragon. So Joe and I are probably going to do Last Dragon.
I've never seen it. I wasn't even aware of it until I got older. And I was like, well, it looked like an interesting film because Vanity's all hot in and stuff like that, too. And like a fun 80s kung fu film. I'm not opposed to seeing it. I just never saw it. You know, didn't know much about it. So I definitely would be. It's probably on YouTube or something like that. It feels like it might be one of those movies that's available on YouTube to watch for free.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm still just distracted. Like anytime I come in, I'm like, man, my quality's just shit. And I don't know what's going on. That's really annoying. Because I know my internet's faster than yours. I know it is.
But, well, look, we know everything on your end is better than mine. You know,
but YouTube, just like Google and everything, has just been kind of weird for me lately. That sucks. I really hate that I look like shit.
Well, just remember, we're doing this for the audio content, not necessarily the visual quality.
Well, I want to do it for the visual too, goddamn.
I know you want to look your best. You know, you want your close-up, Mr. DeVille, and everything like that too. So, I understand your frustration. We all can't look like me on my end.
Regardless, let's welcome Febmon and JSP, who are joining us live in the chat room. Welcome, guys.
Thank you guys for joining us.
There is one thing I do want to bring up before we get started. We don't have to use names, but Tyler had someone over at his place last night to watch a particular film. This individual watched the live-action Masters of the Universe film, and she told you that she liked it, and I don't believe her. So if she is listening to this at any point in time, maybe you can direct her to it. I don't believe you. I think you're lying. Stop lying.
I could give you specific things that she said, if you'd like.
Sure.
That this mysterious person said.
I feel like my quality is gradually going up too. By the way,
this yeah, because we're talking about He-Man. Everything.
Yeah.
About
He-Man. Well, you started talking about your ego, and I guess maybe it's just sucking away all the bad video.
Well, no, it's a purification process for everyone around me. So even you're not in the same room with me, you're connected to me via internet. So therefore, you know. My ego
what is
essence
that?
Just
Johnny Mnemonic or something.
Why not? You know, Dolph was in that too, so keep it in line here with Dolph Lundgren.
All right, well let's hear what she had to say. What are the positives?
She in fact said she thought Skeletor looked really really cool.
Okay,
like she thought it looked quite creepy. She thought He-Man was really impressive looking physically. Like she really liked his chest and thought he looked very attractive.
Okay,
she thought Gwildor was funny because of his ears popping up and like him talking to the cow. She thought the villains like Karg, Blade, Sauron, and Beastman were quite menacing and very creepy, to the point where she even said she got kind of like unnerved when Beastman crashes into a Julie's house and attacks Kevin. She thought that was creepy. And she just couldn't get over how like menacing Frank Langella was as Skeletor, like his facial expressions, his charisma on screen. She just thought like, you know, God, he's so evil. It's like he's doing a really good job. It's like, do him and He-Man fight? He's like, yeah, they fight at the very end of the film. So she was like, I got to see how this turns out, you know, saying things like that too. And she loved Evelyn's costume. Like, she thought Evelyn's like, I would love to wear that, she said.
Oh, great. So, I mean, did you essentially just drop a knee right there?
Boy, the thought had crossed my mind.
This is it. I found it.
I'm not mental or anything, but, you know, can't get any better than that. So,
TV.
Yeah.
TV, Febmon says my TV says it's set up for 720p. Same with my cell. Nathan, you borrow Joe's setup. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's fluctuating back and forth. It's so stupid.
Maybe Joe, what he had was a virus, and you picked it up. You know,
yeah, maybe. Right, because there's nothing else streaming in the house. I whatever. I'll just maybe it'll fix itself at some point. I don't know. Maybe I just need to reset.
You don't think
Miss
Little Pony could have done anything to your internet while she was
Could be. Maybe
laughing at work, you know, in between naps.
Yeah. It's like, what? Send that out. Falls asleep. What?
I picture like Emily, like, finding like every little nook and cranny to like take a nap in while she's at work all the time.
Entirely possible.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just reset my router in my modem.
You're just as bad as Joe. Like when Joe has like bad call, he is fixated on it.
Well, it's annoying because it hasn't really done this through the course of me taking over recording duties. It's always been pretty good, but oh well. Shall we get going? Link down below if you guys want to click on that and watch along with us. You're more than welcome to. It's
absolutely
down there for you.
So if you guys are ready, we're going to get started with part two. 3, 2, 1, play.
Cops.
Central organization. A police specialist. Just, you know, we went through this last time, but it's an intro that I never get tired of watching. It's like watching.
I mean, the baseline is killer, dude. Yep. I love it.
When you go out and kick some ass.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Yeah. That's something that animation, hell, even the last 20 years has sorely lacked. An introduction that, whether you like the show or not, you know, some shows had introductions that were probably better than the shows. But that's a testament to the '80s. Like they went for the jugular in terms of like getting your attention. I mean, even as a child, like this sequence, it was fascinating to me. It was the whole package itself.
I have no idea what the fuck happened.
I was gonna say, what the hell's going on then, man? I had my momentum was just running and running and running, then boom, gone.
I don't know what
you were still messing around over there, weren't you? This is live, pal.
No, I was like fucking with stuff, and it just
I felt like Hawk walking out of the men's bathroom doing a promo with that. Like,
holy shit! Well, this is gonna go down as like
Botchamania.
Something really just weird, and also something that's really strange is I'm looking at the events thing on YouTube where I had everything else set up for later, Treevenge and everything, and all that's gone. I don't like YouTube. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's strange, but I guess we're still going because it went out and went back on, I guess. Maybe. And it's strange too. Oh, okay. I think. Why is it not even? It's not even like flipping back and forth between us. It's just showing you like blinking.
Oh, because I'm not really doing anything right now. I'm waiting to figure out.
Wow. Yeah, but that's the thing. It's not even like switching. There we go. No, it only switches when I'm. What the fuck? This is dumb. This is dumb. Everything's busted. We broke it. I broke it. It finally happened.
Broke it.
What the fuck? they can hear both of us, but it's not switching like it usually does. This is a train wreck. Only on Capes and Commentaries. I'm glad this didn't happen on Fans Power or Retro or anything like that. Holy shit.
So you'd rather dump on this podcast and
yes.
We've already got momentum going, Fans of Power. We can afford to screw up an error here and there, but not on this one. I can't believe the incompetence here. People like that should be put to sleep.
Why is it? And now I'm hearing echoing somehow.
Oh, man. Jim Mint 10.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do. This will go up. I will end this one. It will go up. I will create a new one. We'll do like a take two, and I can hodgepodge these together when I do the audio, and the videos can just exist as their own.
Can you throw
things
in like a technical difficulties, like a
I wish
like
I could.
Like a caricature of Joe with his thumbs up, you know, we'll be right back or something like that.
I wish I could. But
Joe with like duct tape severed with computer parts, you know, experiencing technical difficulties. Well, that's what we need a caricature of Joe with like severed technology for just this occasion, and you can insert that. Oh, that'd be great. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do something. But we'll terminate this cast. I'll get another one up and running, and I won't mess with anything this time.
And we're jumping right in. There will be no bantering. It will just jump right in with the commentary.
Yeah. All right. So we'll leave this one as it is.
Just put a bullet in this one already.
All right. We'll
just take
pull
it all
jump.
Back and do what we got to do.
All right, man.
Go the way of the renegade.
People have to look that one up. JSP, Fedmon, you guys hang tight. Sorry to anyone else that is kind of lingering around. We'll be right back. All right, we're here. We're back. Yeah, I can't wait to hodgepodge this together with the audio portion of this. All right, sir. Do you want to give these guys the countdown again, and we'll hit play and we'll just
jumping right in here, guys. So you've already heard if Nathan follows through, he's going to just slap the banter from the previous botch onto this one here and. You'll have your banter.
Yeah, I mean, the audio is going to be covered for you guys joining us on the actual YouTube channel. You'll just have to check out the other video to get the rest of this.
Yeah. So you want to get your Renegade reference, check it out on YouTube.
Yeah. All right,
did that make it, I wonder? All right, three.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Okay, great. Three.
All right. Three, two, one, play. Cops. Here we go. Take two. Son of a bitch. This is a train wreck. This is terrible.
Oh, man. It's the holidays, man. We're supposed to have train wrecks on the holidays.
You're going to be like, is he drunk again? It's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, he's all pissed off about stuff. He's not even playing a video game.
We'll do that again.
Well, have you solidified any personal favorites of the Cops roster? Because last week you made a point to say you really like Turbo Two Tone, but as for the Cops themselves, you don't see all of them in action, but you kind of get an idea of like who they all are. Do you have you picked a favorite or something?
No, I haven't picked a favorite as of yet.
Why not?
because honestly,
or do you like the villains more? And that's what
I mean. I've always liked the villains more, but I just think in this episode in particular, there's not. They kind of all get their little short bursts, so there's not like enough time for me to be like, all right, because as this is part two of the pilot, it kind of. I don't know. It's just they're all together. I like the singular stories where you can kind of like build up more of how badass this person is instead of just showing like flashes of it. So no, I don't have a favorite as of yet.
Yeah, because it's unfortunate we don't see Sundown and Bowser and Blitz doing a whole lot in this episode, or even Mace. You know, it's just kind of a small group, but acknowledging the main roster and not really getting to see them, you know, in action that much. But as we're viewing the big boss's crew here, attempting to remove Dr. Babvive's apartment. I do like this action sequence here with Long Arm and Hard Top. And I for some reason, I kept getting Hard Top and Barricade confused. I think it's the opening sequence that it looked like maybe that was Hard Top. But for some reason, I was getting those guys confused. But I do like this action sequence where they remove the top half of this building and they're inside and they dropped in the East River, and it's just a fun action sequence that we just kind of jump right into.
I like how the animation for all the characters just they have like nice big broad shoulders, you know.
Yeah, everyone's. And that's one thing too. I'm like, you know what? I'm glad they don't feel like they're obligated to throw in someone who's not in shape. Or something like that, you know, because we're dealing with a crew of action heroes and villains. So, you know, it's Big Boss is, you know, should be the one who's, you know, obese or something like that. Like all the heroes are great and in shape. And you know, back in the time, too, where people are, how come, you know, there's no, you know, chunky guys on the roster? I can't relate to any of these guys or some, you know, nonsense like that. I mean, personally, even when I was out of shape, too, like I can't relate to someone's like, I want to be the muscle. That's why I'm like, I want to be the muscular hero. I don't want to relate to, you know.
I imagine people now are like, whoa, there was a point in time where Tyler was actually out of shape.
Yeah, that was very, very true.
I remember when he first started working out, it was hilarious because he started wearing like really like his shirts. He would get like smaller size shirts.
Where I could wear a small size T-shirt, yeah, that's how thin I got, and then bulked myself.
Yeah, you were really lean at that point in time.
I didn't think I was at the time. Like I guess just because you really don't really see it as well at the time. But there's that one picture of you and me at Myrtle Beach.
Oh God! You always bring that up. It's like I'm just sitting there, you see my farmer tan, and everything else is just pale right here, and Tyler's like all tan and shit because he goes to tanning bed like every day. He's just standing there, and like I'm a scrawny guy, and he just started working out, and he's starting to add some bulk to him, and it just makes me look that much smaller. He loves it. He's like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, but I was very...
And especially, too, when people started commenting on it, it's like, oh, hey, look at that scrawny guy beside you. You look so big, Tyler. Like, I'm glad I could help, I guess.
Well, it's not like it did wonders for me anyway, you know, because at the time I was dating Tessa, so. Yeah, a lot of good that did. She broke my heart. But we're really
not even talking about the cartoon. Here we go.
I know. It's like, God, I feel terrible here. We're talking about, you know, my obesity and things like that instead of talking about, you know, the show kicking ass here. And here we are with the main roster. I love how they find any reason to work in the actual theme music. Like, yeah. It works. I'm just talking. Like, the music works.
Mirage.
Can you imagine how this film would... what's that?
No, yeah, it's just...
there's Barricade. You got some cool hair. I like they make the point. Everyone gets their code names here.
He looks kind of dead inside. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Highway.
Yeah. Show some respect, man. Take your hat off.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised like Sundown didn't do that when he came in.
He doesn't play by the rules.
No.
Cops.
Bowser and Blitz. Like, this makes me want a Bowser and Blitz action figure, too, just because it's such a cool duo. But this would translate so well to screen, like looking at all these characters.
I think if they played it off in a way that I don't want to say like campy, but if they put that as still make it look like a cartoon in a way, if that makes any sense, like actually make it fun and like over the top.
But I could go with that as long as they're not, you know, mocking the source material. Like if you want to go that route, fine. Well, because the cartoon itself, you know, it takes itself seriously, but also makes room for some, you know, some lighthearted humor that I don't feel like kills the.
Think like Dick Tracy, but set in the '80s, and they still like look like this. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
like serious. Yeah, it's serious enough, but it's bright and it's vibrant and it's over the top in parts. I think that would be cool.
Because I don't think it warrants like a really like dark, moody, emo feel or something like that. It needs to be kind of like Kung Fury, you know, kind of that vibe almost. Like I could appreciate like it's fun, great action sequences, but there is time for, you know, jokes and things like that because the show does make some good jokes and things like that. But it is like Dick Tracy in the sense that you got some very like, you know, outlandish looking villains, like physically. You know, I mean, just these two, Dr. Bad Vibes alone and Big Boss. I mean, that aesthetic is very Dick Tracy like. But then again, I wonder if people would be pissed off because, oh, Big Boss is fat. You're trying to say all fat people are evil? You know, or something bitchy like that.
I don't want to comment too much on such things, but it is starting to really get annoying just how easily offended people get about any little thing. Just any little thing, not to make it too topical, but people are like, we need a gender neutral Santa Claus. I'm like,
who the hell said that?
I it's just that, yeah, it's like the thing on the internet this week. I don't know. We won't dig into that, but just hearing them,
like, got too much time on their hands.
Yeah, I'm like, why?
Don't you have kids or families or jobs and hobbies or boyfriends and girlfriends or whatever that you can spend your mental time with,
yeah,
instead of sitting around coming up with nonsense like this?
God, I keep looking at my quality. It's so bad. It's so bad, that's dude. Right.
Did you see the slides over there on the side when they left a hardtop and mainframe in the office?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, it's like we don't get to see them use the slides in this episode. Oh, there's a lot of shots in these first two episodes that are used in like the closing credit sequence. I love that helicopter so much. And that some of the music in this show, I mean, I just there's certain beats that sound like some of the music that I had heard in the 1980s Turtle cartoon series as well. And I haven't bothered to look to see if the person who orchestrated the music for this show did Turtles as well. But there were certain beats of music that sounded very similar to some of the musical beats in Turtles. I love Buzz Bomb too. I tell you, man, if I don't know if you looked up the Dr. Bad Vibes action figure, but to see Buzzbomb like come with his like dual saw blade there and his grip hand. I mean, he just moves. Oh, it's so cool to have that. That was such a cool figure. I was so envious of my brother when he got that for his birthday. That was like one of the few toys he got for that birthday, and he started crying because he kept getting clothes. It was hilarious.
Well, I mean, to be fair, getting clothes on Christmas or your
birthday.
He was
3 or 4. I was like, even me, I'm like, why the hell is everyone getting my brother clothes?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense because it's like you're gonna grow out of that shit too. I don't know. I would just leave that to the parents to get the clothes. If it's me, I would always be like toys, 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 or be the asshole and get them the drum set to annoy the parents.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I definitely like would like to get Bryant some like cool like superhero clothing, but I'm gonna make sure he gets toys with it too. Like you if you're gonna get him clothes, you gotta throw in a toy there. You know, and if you get him clothes, it's got to be cool clothes, not just Bugle Boy or McKids stuff. You know, if there's a reference.
Does Bugle Boy still exist?
No, I don't think. Wasn't there a Bugle Boy store up at the Fort Chiswell Outlet?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, my mom was obsessed with that store.
Yeah, same here in the Oshkosh stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why my mom was so fixated on Bugle Boy. I have no idea why.
Yeah, Bugle Boy. Bankrupt 2001. So been a while. been a hot minute.
Yeah, it kind of shows how far the loop we are on, like, you know, fashion. They're like, hey, still make them Jinkos?
Well, yeah, I think they still make those. Yeah, I saw a guy at work the other night when I'm driving by. I look over at the line, and he's wearing the Jinkos with like the black and white checkered, like going down the leg.
Mm.
And I was like, holy wow, people still wear these. Amazing.
I guess by this point, they would be seen as like nostalgic items, like novelty items. Oh, yeah, they used to wear these back in the late 90s.
What a terrible time.
Yeah, that's absolutely terrible.
I wish that was vodka. Back. That would have worked out perfectly. I'm just like, oh, it was bad. Take a drink.
Too much dead hair, man.
I like his voice.
I will say Bulletproof. Bulletproof has definitely got by far the best of the cops.
Yes.
Followed by Mace. Mace has got a good gruff voice. And Bowser. Bowser's got a real kind of like gravelly voice too. I always thought he had a cool voice. You know what's great about this too? In this day for people are so like PC. I mean, this cartoon, it's just, it feels like it's, like, no one's acknowledging. That's what I always appreciate, the innocence of children's program, even back then. And even as kids, too, like, the whole idea of, like, racism and bigotry is taught to us. We don't go in thinking this stuff. Like, you're watching this as a kid, you don't see, oh, there's a black guy in charge of the cops. Like, no, you see, that's Bulletproof. He's leader of the cops. And then you grow older and you get infected by all this like nonsense of media and people, you know, being ugly and all this other crap. And then you just can't help but think, oh, now we watch this stuff and start thinking, wow, they have a black man as the leader of this show in the 80s. And
or you know, when you go the other direction, it's like, oh, I can't believe that they did this back then. This does not hold up now. It's like, well, you know what? That was part of its time. Like it is. And I don't know. God, it's such a slippery slope, and it's terrible, and it's awful that you can't. And I understand there being like things you shouldn't say and shit like that, but it also reaches a point where I'm like, really? Like, this is what we're going to get mad about now? It just doesn't.
Well, and I think at some point, you know, people are going to start taking a stand about this stuff. You know, like, you know what? Because, you know, I'm pissed off about stuff too, but no one's doing anything about what I'm pissed off about, because maybe you don't think what I'm pissed off about is important as yours.
And it just too much back and forth.
Yeah.
It's
plus I'm dealing with enough stuff and just going through life in general with, you know, buddies, job, you know.
I feel like everybody is. And that's what doesn't make any sense. It's like, why spend all this energy being mad about this? Just live your life. Like, and it all goes back to, there's some things I wish people would just keep to themselves. It's like, it's all right to disagree and not like it, but sometimes
are you that important to where you feel like you have to, I need you to know what I'm thinking about
this. Just keep that shit to yourself. Keep it to yourself. The world will thank you for it. But at the same time, too, I feel like humanity as a whole, this planet, like, we just need to go. Comet needs to hit the Earth, something. I say it all the time. I'm just like,
oh, God.
Humans, like, we're terrible. We're terrible. There's good. There's good and, you know, a small percent. I just feel like the bad has been outweighing the good lately.
Well, plus, too, no one watches the news for the happy stuff. They close the news with, oh, look, there's a really cute puppy at an animal shelter. We're going to talk about that to close out the show. Or a baby that's dancing to the latest, you know, YouTube sensation or something. But all the while, we're going to focus on all the negative crap, racism, bigotry, stuff going on in the Far East, all the bad negative stuff. That's what gets viewers, you know.
Hey, this cartoon's pretty cool.
Maybe that's what we need to do, get more attention to our podcast. We need to just be negative as hell the entire time.
Yeah, just be like completely offensive, destroy the little fan base we have left, become shock jocks, essentially.
Yeah.
Who was that shock jock? Who was that shock jock that was... I always blank on his name. He was here locally.
Oh, Robbie Rags. Yeah.
God, what...
Think he was as wrong. I feel like he was like a local version of Howard Stern.
He was just annoying when he'd be like his nudity thing.
Yeah, or he just said like fun bags all the time.
Yeah.
You got some nice fun bags there.
He looked like a pervert anyway.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the kind of guy that like hits on like underage girls at the bowling alley.
Oh, hey,
there's a guy that goes to my gym that I think works at Volvo that fits that bill.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hello to a Toasty Pony who has joined us live for this train wreck of a case of Cops File Number 1, Part 2, Take 2.
Yeah, because everything's going to hell in Empire City and everything's going to hell on this podcast right
now. We'll finish up and I got to run something over to Tyler and he's going to just be like, man, that really sucked today, man. You didn't bring it. It was awful. We didn't really talk about the cartoon that much.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that we've done it. Plus, you know, it's a great fun episode. You know, it's kind of one of those things where, it's inevitable at some point. Me and Nathan are going to go on to some. I mean, it started with talking about. I think it's great, you know, that you have a black character is the leader of the cops. But it's not looked at. It's not even brought up, and I love the innocence of that. Like, there's no issue or addressing or idea of race or ethnicity being addressed at all in this show. And I like that about 80s animation. They don't take the time to, you know, patronize everyone. Oh, look how PC we are here, people. Like, there is no. It's like it's not important. The idea of whether you're black, white, gay, lesbian, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, it is obsolete. It means nothing. And I hate that you watch something like this that includes, I mean, Mainframe is used quite prominently in this show. Nightshade is used prominently in this show. Bulletproof is the leader. Like, you got a wide range of characters, and there's not one mention of being politically correct in terms of like, oh, we got to make sure everyone is represented here. Or it's just like, I love that it's not important. It's not an issue. That was the point I'm trying to make, is that I'd like that, you know, children's animation, this is how it should be. It should not be trying to be like the She-Ra cartoon. I'll take any chance to crush that show. Of saying, look how you know PC we are here, people. Look, did you see it? Did you see it? Like, no, they don't get.
I hate that we live in this culture. If they really got to hammer you over the head with the point that they're trying to get across, and it's just like entertainment just needs to be entertainment.
Yes, stop trying to. You know, that's what schools are for. Schools are there to, you know. To educate kids, and plus, I think there should be more stuff focused on kids socializing and learning about how to interact with people, as opposed to, oh, look, here's a bunch of crap you won't need for SOL testing here. We're going to cram it into your head, and you're going to forget all about it. To hell with getting through school alive and learning to cope with, you know, dealing with bullies and speaking to the opposite sex or dealing with the things you're dealing with emotionally. No, 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 that's not important. We got to make sure you learn all these, like, you know, how X and Y equals 3. What the hell? You know?
I think mathematics, make it basic if people want to do advanced stuff, cool. But there's just some things now that are just lost. Like you said, the kids socially, they just seem... kind of, not all, but there's a lot of awkward kids now.
Yeah. And in this day and age, too, where everything is done, where you don't have to directly interact when you ask for a date.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the fact that when I go to check out, I can just bring up my own shit and go. I don't have to be like, hey, how you doing? I don't have to have that. And like, I like not interacting with people like that. But at the same time, too, I just feel like if I went for a handshake, a kid wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, it's like, can I text you like an emoji of a handshake or something like that? Or no, fist bump. That's what they'd be texting you.
Fist bump.
But
Jesus Christ.
Ugh, I know. But I just love how
mainframe. Like I don't know. She seems kind of hot, but she seems like she's too young to work there.
I don't know. I've actually kind of grown to think, you know, mainframe was more attractive as an adult, whereas as a kid, I thought she's kind of like, kind of too. She didn't do it like Nightshade. It was all about Nightshade for me as a kid, but you know, as an adult, like man, mainframe's got it going on, dude.
We were quite topical on this commentary.
Well, you know what, the way you know things are today, it's just, and that's a testament to Cops and other eighties animation. You know, it was, this stuff wasn't an issue. And even though I know, like Larry has told us before, like you couldn't have an Asian villain without an Asian hero. I understand that. But I guess it just overall, stuff like that never registered to me as a kid. You know, I mean, Jitsu was one of my favorite. He made characters. He's an Asian villain. I thought he was a badass. It didn't make me think, you know, that, all Asians were evil or something like that too. And I understand that. And that was what they were expected to do when they were working.
The key point that we're trying to make on this episode is racism is stupid.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
At the end of the day, we all have the same parts. Our skin color is just different. Like why the fuck do people got to hate each other for that? It's never going to make sense to me. No, never going
to
make sense.
I was actually talking to someone I work with who has dealt with racism where she works at too. I'm thinking, God, like, you know, and it's just silly, petty nonsense too. And it was just such a shame that, you know, that the stuff that she deals with, and you know, she tries to be patient with it, but she's also not going to take it, you know, for very long.
It's horrible. Yeah. Just try to be nice to each other. Like there are people out there. There's people I work with. I'm like, you know what? I don't care for them. Like,
yeah, not because of their skin color, because they're a prick,
or their work ethic is terrible, and they're lazy. You know, I dislike people for other reasons. I'm not like, you know what, you look different than me, I don't like you.
That I've often felt like in terms of everything's going on in American history, when segregation was instituted in this country, that is the dumbest part of American history. I would say that above anything else.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was
attention to getting all that. I just think it's stupid.
Well, no, hey, it's got to happen sometimes. You know, it on the show, it's in retro, and maybe sometimes on fans. It's not going to be like, oh, hey, guys, we're oblivious to all of this. Let's watch some cartoons. No, like, you're clearly aware shit is dumb. Mm-hmm. Not only in this country, but just the world. But I watched Ken Burns baseball, and just seeing... It's like it's shit already new, but just Jackie Robinson and everything he went through. I'm like, why? The idea that just because they look different, no, you got to drink from a different fountain. Like it's just lost on me. It's so dumb. And the sad thing, and I know that there might be some people that totally disagree with this, but. We have a leader that is essentially like kind of just enabling this sort of behavior again. And I just sit there and I'm like, how is this happening? Why are we regressing this much? It's awful. It's like with the whole building a wall thing, there's a GoFundMe that's made, last I looked, it was a couple days ago, made $10 million. People that have donated money to, yeah, we need to build the wall to keep people from Mexico out. And I'm like, all right, there's a better way to go about this. I am for border security, right? Like, but at the same time too, I'm also for people coming over here and making a life for themselves. That's mm-hmm. what this country was founded on. Like
what's messed up about that though, is that to think that if I can't believe how political we're getting here. Good God.
It had to happen. Sooner or later, it was going to happen.
But just the notion, too, that people think, you know, hey, look, they're from Mexico. We can pay them less than anybody who was born here, you know, and use yeah. that. Even as a youngster, I felt like, that really? Like, they do that? Like, not to say it's always the case, but, you know, I mean, yeah. I almost feel like I have no business saying anything about this because I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
What I do know is what people force in my face or what you can't escape, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. If Fedmon brings up a point, the wall would slow down drug dealers and the trafficking between there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. There needs to be some sort of like compromise. But at the same time, it's like you put that wall up, it could just make things worse. It could alter a different way. I don't know. Then that's what gives me a headache when I start to just think about all that stuff just too much. And that's why most of the time I just choose to set it out of my mind as much as I can. But there's just some shit you can't escape. And it's, I don't know. Country's kind of fucked. Not gonna lie. I just feel like there's just too much divide. Too much, like.
That's why I'm glad I just stay in my bubble and just be oblivious to everything that goes on in this country and in the world. Because unless it's affecting my family, my friends, people I care about, or my job, or interfering with things that I like, I'm like, you know what? It doesn't do me any good to sit around and just look at my TV and, wow, I'm really angry about what they're doing in North Dakota or what they're doing over in Yugoslavia or in Australia.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm sorry, you know, to just get upset in my own home for things that don't really affect me, you know.
Not yet, anyway. Feel like we are getting kind of close to there being things that will. And that's scary. It's kind of in this weird point where things just seem kind of uneasy and scary. Not going to lie.
Well, that's why you just keep my mouth shut and just watch cartoons and keep up with basketball and talk He-Man and, you know, watch movies and focus on just me.
Fedmon's like, all right, now selfish, back to cops. Are we watching a cartoon today? Yeah, the cartoon played.
We're done.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, our next every
show has their duds, and this one was probably the duddiest of the duds.
Yeah, because I know people don't tune in to hear our views on the world and stuff like that. Yeah. But frankly, I don't want people to.
Right, right. So
people don't care what I have to say.
Yeah, but it's
not
like
they should.
But we didn't like. It didn't go too bad. We just basically said like, "Hey, things seem kind of just weird right now, and we don't understand why racism still exists." But here we are.
Yeah, along with all other forms of, you know, discrimination and stuff like that too. And
yeah,
you know,
it is what it is.
But like I said, it just to remind everybody too, the point was it was great that you can have a character like Bulletproof who's a black man and it's not even addressed that, oh, well, we have this African-American guy. He's a top-notch, you know, officer. We're going to bring him in and assemble his team. Like, no, he's just the best of the best. And that's it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And that's the way it should be. There should be no addressing of race or anything else. All that stuff should be left out, period.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Not going to find out. What were you saying about next week? We should just say next time because we're definitely doing this.
Well, when we say next week, we're talking this coming week. Like either, I mean, me and Nathan may decide to do something, you know, close to Christmas. Like, I don't know, whatever he's got time. We could do Christmas Eve. We could do like Christmas Day night. We could do Wednesday. We got wide open. But we're going to do the live action 1990 Turtles film. We're going to do some Spider-Man 66. We'll do try and do the first episode of Mask that we keep delaying, and maybe a bonus episode of Beyond Retro or two for stuff that Joe will not see.
You know? Yeah,
or if he's saying he's like, it just didn't blow my skirt up there, guys.
What are we narrowing that down to? Is Roadhouse and what?
Rocketeer.
Hmm.
Roadhouse. And Joe is not going to put the kibosh on that. I'll tell you that right now. It ain't happening.
Joe's already in the chat, like, "Hey, when you doing the live stream for the games?" Yeah, it'll be like later today. That'll probably be like tonight.
after you guys do your commentary for Treezilla or whatever it's called.
Treevenge, Treezilla.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Get it right or pay the price. Zeke the Plumber. That shirt's awesome, yeah, by the way.
That's right. So, and that's something we did not do this past Halloween, but you know, maybe that's something else you and I ought to do one time too, is just another idea for this week is you and I sit down and talk to Salute Your Shorts, because Joe doesn't know what the hell that is. I ran it nine years ago. It's like, what is that? Is that one of them Dawson's Rivers kids shows or something?
I think I remember a good chunk of those episodes. I think if I read like the plot lines for most of them, it would come back to me.
I think you can like do a Google search and watch all the episodes like on Daily Motion, I think, because I went back like 2 years ago and just binge watched like all of them. And
I think some episodes are actually available for purchase on Amazon as well, though. Like, yeah, an actual, right, like, yeah, somewhat decent quality. Let's see. It's not the entire thing. It's just, yeah, it's like volume one and volume two. I don't even think Zeke the Plumber is even in this. Yeah, here's six episodes. Which pisses me off, because Zeke the Plumber is like the best.
That's one of the best episodes. How about the Capture the Flag episode with Donkey Lips trying to be a member on the Capture the Flag team? Is that on there? Or when Sponge goes to the movies with a date. That's another good one.
I'll read you off the list. The first day, the ghost story.
Ghost story, Zeke the Plumber.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just thought the name of it was Zeke the Plumber. Never mind.
No, I'm pretty sure it's there then. Yeah.
But yeah, these are like $2 a piece. So that would be $24 for 12 episodes. That's
terrible. Not asking too much.
It's not too bad.
Well, because most of the episodes are good stuff anyway. You know, there are a couple of duds, but
We got Telly and Dina.
That's the one where they're fighting in their bunk, like and like ZZ stuck in the middle of all that. Yeah,
Dina loves Donkey Lips, which was
that's a good one.
That is a good one. All those little clues, and it just reaches her and like
picture him like smiling, yeah, and
just waiting for it to develop, and it's just fucking Donkey Lips. That's funny. Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Oh, that's the one where Donkey Lips and Sponge go to the cheeseburger shack and they lose all the money. And there's like this massive order and Uggs right behind them picking up all the money.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to join the wrestling team, which it was so out of character. Like, Sponge would never want to join the wrestling team. All for a lobster dinner.
Yeah.
It seems so out there. But it's a good episode, though.
Telly and the basketball team.
Oh, that's the one where Telly's running the basketball team. They don't like how pushy she is. I think Budnick thinks he can do better.
Yeah, and it's
what awful. Doing. Pushing, traveling, shoving, you're out of here.
Yeah. God. Budnick and Dina in Love, part one and two.
That's from season two.
Yeah. Citizen Penske.
Yeah, that's when I think Penske shows up for the first time.
Yeah.
I never was a big fan of him, but he's all right.
The Wrath of Khan Jr.
Oh, that's when Dr. Khan's niece comes in and she starts terrorizing the campers. Yeah.
They call me Mrs. Tibbs or Miss Tibbs.
Oh, Mona.
Yeah.
Mona, the male lady, the voice of Chucky. And she was also on the voice on The Critic as Jay Sherman's kid. She did a lot of voice work. Yeah. She did.
And then Anawana Inc.
That's Campers about the newspaper.
Yeah. Well, what's the episode with the contest? Like the radio contest?
Oh, yeah. Where Sponge is trying to answer all the questions. They have to stay up late because,
In the main question, like the giraffe's tongue.
Yeah, like that's the big like zinger question. What color is a giraffe's tongue? And Ugg comes in, it's black. Because they're all like banned to their bunks and they're trying to sneak out and trying to find the phone. And Ugg's, you know, that's another good one too. Yeah. Man, see, it's a gold mine of material here. You know, just a shame we just cannot spread the gospel on this. All right, we need to like get like a caravan. We kind of go around from town to town selling snake oil on the podcast.
Yeah, Fedmon says my quality's improved a little bit. Yeah, it keeps fluctuating. It's annoying as hell. I'm gonna reset all my stuff and maybe that'll fix it. Hopefully. Or it'll just be bad forever. But anyway, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I got something that I gotta bring to you, the last of his Christmas gifts, which will not be airing live on a podcast this time.
I'll have to just share or divulge it on Beyond Retro Fans of Power tomorrow night.
All right. But thank you guys that joined us in the chat. Sorry again.
We apologize for it being, you know, not more focused on Cops. But
well,
it started from how good Cops is. We'll just
And not only that,
there's
but
an excuse.
The fact that this had to be split up. You guys on Podbean and iTunes, you don't need to worry about that, but I do encourage you guys on those channels to come over here, give a subscribe to our channel. And if you're new to this one, make sure you hit that button as well and ring the bell so you get notified when we go live or new videos are posted. Check out the links below. I'm sitting here trying to think of the links right now. Check out Joe's Customs. Buy his t-shirts. Check out Fans of Power at youtube.com/fansofpowerpodcast. I like when I do the outros now. I really get into it. I'm like, I want to do the radio voice that I supposedly have.
Yeah, you need to be like a handsome Dan on Wayne's World too. You know, the voice of like Kent Brockman on The Simpsons. You know, is that real short guy with like the greasy curly hair. He's got a real deep voice. Yeah, that's what you need to really build up a nice deep radio voice there.
Yeah. I'll work on it. But anyway, thank you guys for joining us, and look forward to doing all this other content with
you. Yeah, we got all this stuff popping up, so it won't be just next Saturday. We're gonna have stuff popping up various times this week, so just be aware.
And if you've rang that bell, you're gonna get annoyed because we're gonna be going live a lot the next week and a half.
Yeah, we don't know what times yet, but just know that there will be plenty of stuff coming over Christmas break if you need to binge watch or get an extra dosage of Capes and Beyond Retro. You'll get a few more bonuses this week just for free, no charge.
Free of charge.
That's a good thing about us. We're like the Lyle Tillman of podcasting. It's free.
Podcast free.
Free. You don't know what we're talking about. Look up the Andy Dick clip, Lyle Tillman on YouTube. There's like three of them. They're all hilarious.
Yeah. Well,
even if you don't like Andy Dick, you cannot dispute that was his best skit he ever did.
And it's based off of that guy that had those things of like the get rich quick books.
Yeah, dressed up like a really like poor man's Riddler, saying, "Hey, you get all this free money, you know, from the government." Matthew Lesko, that was who that idiot was back in the 90s. Oh, I couldn't stand his commercials.
Did he also have just a bunch of question marks on him?
I think it may have been exclamation, or I think it was question marks because it was like a business suit with like very similar to the one Andy Dick wore. It was green. That's why I kept thinking, like, this guy looks like he's trying to be the Riddler, but a really bad version of it.
Right.
Yeah, it's a disgrace to the character. So I was so glad when Andy Dick decided to make fun of him in three different skits.
Oh, man. Good stuff. It's
like,
all right,
I'm about to get a place to stay for 3 years free and anal sex free.
I like how people make fun of Andy Dick a lot too when you watch those roasts, those Comedy Central roasts. They just lambast the fuck out of him. Deservedly so, because Andy Dick is honestly, other than some of those segments on that show on MTV, he wasn't that funny.
Yeah, I can't say like I ever lit up, but his show was funny. Like he, you know, I got to give either the writer's credit and him for bringing those skits to life because they were very good. So I know I get it why people don't like him, but I give credit where credit's due.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap this bastard up and put it under the tree.
All right.
I don't have this piece of coal
Christmas morning.
Yeah. This episode was a lump of coal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But we had fun. Until then, we will see you guys for Turtles commentary.
Yeah, Turtles 1990 will be the next one.
That'll be awesome. Take care.